Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus, the one who continues to be faithful, to sanctify us, to make us holy, to make us who we are. Bless his name. Just want to say amen to what John shared. Want to bless him for having the freedom to do that. As ministers, it's a little awkward for us to preach those kind of messages, so thank you, brother, for taking the challenge and like you did, simply lift up the word of God. You know, it's his idea. It's God's idea. So thank you for doing that. Blessed by that, and trust that God will continue to mold us and shape us into a congregation that is not just about ourselves, but about his kingdom. It brings glory to his name. That individuals would, that each part would be faithful to the calling of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm gonna surmise that over Thanksgiving, you were giving thanks to God, and more than likely, there again, I'm gonna surmise again that you were giving thanks to God for his faithfulness. I know one of the things that come to my mind, and I'd like to open it up just to have a few of y'all sharing of God's faithfulness. By doing so, you will be helping me out in this message. So when you share about the faithfulness of God, it is going to be part of the message. But what I was getting ready to say, the thing that that really speaking to my heart through this Thanksgiving season is, I've been a farmer for over 15 years, I think. It's probably got to be longer than that. We're going to be married in 14 here next in a couple weeks. Actually, 11 days, 10 days, however you calculate that. But so, and I was farming before then, so it's probably 16 or 17. But anyway, just, you would think by now that I would have trust and confidence that God is going to give a reward for laboring, putting the seed in the ground, and you would think by now I should know that I'm going to get an increase, you know? He never failed me in all those years. Why this year did I fret and worry about that? I still need to be sanctified. But I just want to say again to thank God. He has been faithful. I put a seed in the ground. And guess what he did? He increased it according to what he wanted. Why can't I trust him every year to do that again and again and again? But it's like I have to continue to learn. God's faithfulness is there. What about you? How has God showed himself to be a continual faithful God? Just a few. Just open... Raise your hand and open your mouth and give testimony of God's faithfulness. Or maybe you don't struggle like I do, 14, 15 years down the road, of just seeing God's faithful hand again in your own personal life. I really would like to have interaction here. Yes, Jaren.
Well, we went to court this week, and never even had to go to the courtroom to come up with an agreement to find a settlement date to get everything explained, to find a path forward. That was definitely one way that God was faithful.
Yeah. Very, very. Amen. Praise God. He worked in a good way. Thank you, God. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for being faithful to him. Yeah, I'll probably share about that more later. Anybody else? Yes, Nolan. Great. Praise God. It's amazing how God works behind the scenes. Yes. So you're seeing God's faithfulness in your, as you pour out your life, would you be poured out? I think that was one of the songs. Would you be poured out? And as you pour your life out for your children, you see God's faithfulness stepping in and reaching out and taking them on. Things that you can never do, but you have committed your life to serve the Lord as a mother. God bless you, sister. Keep going. Anybody else?
Just the many things he's worked for us, for our good. Just the healing I've seen and unifying a vision has really been a blessing. I see his faithfulness all over it.
So it's not something that you did, Mike?
No, I was losing.
You were. Thank you, God, for the blessing of like what Brother Earl shared. He sensed a revival of forget the words you used, but thank you, God. God, again, working behind the scenes. Is our God faithful? Did I see him out there making the corn produce more than I ever expected? No, I didn't see him do that, but he was doing it. Did you see God working this summer in the midst of some of the darkest times in our brotherhood? Probably not. You may have been dismayed, but our faithful God is faithful, brothers and sisters. Blessed be the name of our God. Anybody else? Yes, John.
Mm-hmm. Say, God, you're moving us, we're moving forth in faith. You'll open the doors and provide for us. Now to the back, I'm just overwhelmed to say, thank you, Lord, for providing for us. You moved here and then the Lord opened up a whole farmhouse and a small business and it just things went from there. Just as you step forth in faith, God did abundantly move all that faith and take our ass. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for taking care of us.
Amen. More than probably you had back then, huh?
Amen.
And may God also, do mighty things spiritually also in your family. God bless you as you lead your family. Yes, Linda.
I think another aspect, God always honors the right decisions. And what John told us this morning is the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
Give double honor is the right decision. So there is a part for us to play.
All right.
If we want to see God's faithfulness in our life, we have to make right decisions.
And if I can just take this opportunity to add, I can agree with you, Brother John, when you said when we give, it's going to give back to us. Because the scripture says it, where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. And It's a little bit like Lyndon shared about the finances. Are we holding back the blessing of God? And the same way, maybe in this thing, it, if I can encourage you, don't be afraid to, like somebody mentioned, know them. Take them out for a meal or have them over to your house and get to know them. And they're not scary men. I sit with them on a regular basis. So my encouragement is pursue them. And can I challenge you, fellow ministers? Let's pursue them too.
Amen.
You know, so let's do our part in this all. All right. Thank you for sharing of God's faithfulness. Bear with me as I sort how I don't want to go through all this. So, God is faithful. Now I'd like to shift our attention to men being faithful, preferably characters in the Bible, men that you feel were faithful to God's calling and kingdom building in their lives. Let's just name a few. And as you think of the name, if you could actually also, what stands out to you that they were faithful? So give it some thought. Faithful men in the Bible that you can see that they were faithful to the calling. Brother John mentioned about selling his house and his business and all that, and he kind of went out into a journey that he wasn't sure where he was going to end up at. And that's how Abraham was too. Wasn't he a man of faith? God called him, said, come, follow me. Leave your father's house. Come, follow me. And he didn't know where he was going, but he set out, and he was faithful. I think he is the father of faith. But what are some other examples, other men, other individuals in the scripture that you can see that they were faithful? Abraham's life, yes, go ahead.
Joseph always stands out to me as a man that was totally deserted, but yet you don't see bitterness in his life. And he always followed God's calling, then later on was used mightily of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yet, seemingly, he always stayed focused. And to me, that's always been a blessing. Sometimes you see men of God, but you see where they kind of fell into the ditch. But in Joseph's life, seemingly, he really stayed focused. And to me, that's always been a blessing to realize it can be done.
Right.
To really stay focused, regardless of the other rejection you may feel.
Right. He kept his eye on the one that was truly faithful. Men around him were unfaithful. His brothers were unfaithful to him. I mean, actually betrayed him. He was accused wrongly, but he kept his eye on the one who is faithful. Someone else, yes?
Caleb and Joshua.
Yeah.
Faith in the promised land. They were the only two.
Yep.
That were.
From that generation, just two of them. Did they see the same giants? They did. But they had their eye on the one that is faithful.
They saw God
in the midst of that. Were they the ones that said, they shall be food for us? I'm sure they weren't looking to their own flesh. They saw something in God. Yes.
Noah, even before God told him to build the ark, he was obviously faithful.
Mm-hmm.
God wouldn't have been able to use him.
Yeah,
right.
He found favor in the sight of God. I think it says, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I think that's how it is. Yeah, he was faithful even before God used him in a greater way. Yes, Calvin. Yeah, right. very challenging to, but there again, what did he have his eye on? His stuff? His own skin? It affected him. It did. But in the midst of that trial, in the midst of that hardship, he turned his eye to who? The faithful one. Someone else. Yes.
Daniel.
Exactly. Right. He understood God's heart, God's direction for him. He pursued with his heart. He was falsely accused. He, you know, I love my God. He is faithful to me. I will continue to bow my knee and pray to him, even though I may be put in prison. Tenacity. Faithful. Faithful men that don't give up in the midst of hardship. Anybody else? Yes, Earl.
Gideon,
yeah.
He went against the hosts of the Midianites. He took 300 men with him. 300.
If he was relying in the arm of flesh, he would have said it's the wrong amount of people. But he kept his eye on what God told him to do, and he was faithful to the call. You said, how did you say, Lyndon? We have a part to do. Gideon had a part to do, to obey what God said. Did you have something else to add?
Well, I always think of the story of David. I don't know how well I did hanging out with Lucifer, a bunch of rebels. And then, at some point, I think I would have broke down. But then on top of that, probably the story that really gets me in the gut is the one about him just cutting a piece off the garment of Saul, the guy that was actually trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm. He wanted to honor the king, even though the king was out of his place. The king was sitting where he should have been sitting, rightfully so. But no, I'm going to keep my eyes on him. I'm going to wait on my Lord and Master. If he wants me on the throne, I'm going to wait for it. Do we have that kind of patience, brothers and sisters? Can we honor the king even though he's out of place? God help us. Anybody else? Yes, Orrin. Uriah the Hittite, faithful. Even to his own death. Served the king with all his heart. God, help me be a man like that. God, help these people here before me be men and women like that. Someone else. Yes. Being faithful to the call of his father. Marcus.
Samuel, he was once, Samuel said Jesus was, set his face like a flint at one point, and they said by one man's disobedience and by one man's obedience, that was another thing. And then in the garden, he had said, make that not my will, but his will, and just the other, when he hung there on the cross, just to, for him to be thinking of other people.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked beyond the cross. He looked beyond his affliction and saw you and I. Wretched men and women. But he saw us. He said, that's worth it. It's worth redeeming them. It's worth doing this that they can be whole and sanctified and made righteous. And then we will sup together someday. He saw that. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'd like to shift it a little bit. Thank you for all that input. What about unfaithful men in Scripture? What about unfaithful ones? There again, what was the thing, you know? What was part of their unfaithfulness, if we could bring that out? But yes.
Saul lost the kingdom because he was afraid to look bad to the people
mm-hmm.
and went against God's commandments.
Yep. So he was brought up, you know, I had to think about all the faithful men. They were brought into hard places. Daniel, he had a choice to make. He had a, I'm going to use it as a why. You know, if you can just picture a why here. Daniel came up to a why. Am I going to bow my knee and continue to pray to God or listen to the king? He made a choice. And King Saul, he's going down his... King Saul was faithful up to that point, right? He was faithful. But he got to a why and he made a choice. Got to a hard place. Somebody else. Yes. Cain. Cain, yeah. Mm-hmm. Unfaithful to what God wanted to do in his heart and life. Anybody else? Yes. Mr. Morey.
Instead of keeping their eyes on God, even as Peter, when he put his eyes on Christ, and he was
right.
Knowing him, Paul, that he will never fail. But they didn't know him like that. So when the trying time came, they chose rather than Jesus while he was sinning.
So you're suggesting Esau, instead of trusting God for his hungering belly, he just, yeah. I'm going to take the easy route out here. Got to a hard place and chose the easy way out. Yes, John. He was faithful up until that point, right? I mean, he was walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we don't know what was going on prior to that, but faithful, as far as we know. The children of Israel, Lawrence had mentioned Joshua and Caleb. They were two in that generation, but the other 10 spies gave an evil report. And because of that, that whole generation, they saw the giants and they saw the hardships and they got to that why and they said, no, let's go back to Egypt. Let's not go through this hard thing. And because of that, Any others? I was thinking of also of Paul had a fellow working with him. He said, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica." Seemed like he became unfaithful. I'm not sure all what, you know, what he did for Paul. Other examples were Eli's sons. They were called into being in a position, but they were unfaithful to what God intended for priests to be. Okay. All that. Oh yeah, one more thing. The last week, Brother Earl shared. I'm going to piggyback off a little bit. He was sharing a little bit about our forefathers. Do we have faithful forefathers? Yes. Like Brother Roy, I remember he mentioned. Was it Tyndale that lost his life for printing the Bible? Faithful to God's kingdom, to God's call. Thank you. Do we have godly parents that faithfully endeavored, even through hardships, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ? We do. But all that being said, we have a faithful God. We have faithful characters in the Bible. We have faithful forefathers. It comes back down to you and I now. That's great history, right? Are you going to write great history? Are you going to make history great? Are you going to have your great-grandchildren say, "My father, my great-grandfather"? It's up to you. But brothers and sisters, do you have whys in your life? Do you have decisions to make? Do you have hard things that come into your life? Do you have to wrestle with things that you don't understand why you're wrestling with? We do, don't we? But brothers and sisters, like it was brought out of the biblical characters, the ones that made it through were the ones that did what? Say it back to me. They did what? Anybody? What did they do? Huh?
Trusted God.
Trusted God. They kept their eye on who? The faithful one. And because they kept the eye on the faithful one, guess what happened to their life? They became faithful. And I am here to lift, I'm here to encourage you. Brothers and sisters, you might be going through hard times. I don't know. But if you do, if you're not now, and you do in the future, and you get to that decision, keep your eye on the faithful one. Because if you keep your eye on the faithful one, guess what's going to happen to you? You will be in the lineage of the faithful ones. Is that exciting to you? Does that stir something in your heart? Yes, I want to be in that number. As I was preparing for this message, my mind was going across individuals that are here. I just want to let you know, I see faith. I see faithful men and women sitting here. Brother Lawrence, he left the Horning Church. Was that a challenge for him? Was that a decision he had to make? Was it easy? Guessing not. His forefathers had to leave the Catholic Church, had to do some of the same thing. Brother Clarence left the colony. Brother Ronnie left the colony. Faithful men. They're keeping their eye. They pursued the Lord Jesus Christ as the faithful one. Brother John left Ohio. And not only that, but I see men and women among us here today, this past year, going through hard things. And guess what I see? I see their eyes looking to the one who is the faithful, who is faithful, trusting that he will bring us through. Brothers and sisters, can I say, go for it. Keep going. Don't lose that zeal. Keep your eye, Lawrence, keep your eye on that one that you were looking for when you left that church. Go for it. Keep going. Don't give up. Because we have who on our side? Who are we looking to? Are we looking to men? Are we looking to churches? Or are we looking to the faithful one, that ultimate one that has allowed us to be faithful until now? And he will be the one who will allow us to be faithful in the future. Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 3. I'd like to read that. Hebrews chapter 3, starting in verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house, as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, it's talking about us, brothers and sisters, we as Christians here, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Here's our part, like Lyndon was saying. We need to hold firm. We need to hold on. Verse 7, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation, said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Verse 12, take heed, brethren. Take heed, brothers and sisters, at joy. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Let's do this. Verse 13. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Can we be steadfast even through hard times? We can, because we keep our eyes on him who is faithful and true. Verse 15. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom he was grieved 40 years, was it not them? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And if we think back to the example of King Saul there, when he had that decision to make, he didn't believe God's word. He went on his own idea. Brothers and sisters, let's continue to keep our eyes and focus on the one who is faithful. The burden of my message came from, I feel God calling us. I feel God calling individuals to new places of faithfulness among us, personally here. And I had no idea that God was even calling something in my own life that was brought to my attention in the last couple weeks. The need that, you know, it's easy. How does it say in Proverbs? Most men will proclaim everyone his goodness. And, you know, sometimes we do that, right? We proclaim our own goodness. We see that we're faithful and da-da-da-da-da, we're faithful, you know? We're faithful, faithful, faithful. But a faithful man, who can find? And what I'm trying to say is, you know, it's easy to say, well, yeah, I'm faithful at work and I'm faithful here and faithful da-da-da-da-da down the list. But maybe there's an area, speaking of myself now, there's an area in my life where I am not seeing God's faithfulness in it like I'd like to see it. I need to grow. And so, yeah, I might be faithful. Does that make me a faithful man? Yeah. But am I complete? Am I whole? No. And the challenge comes to me. Am I going to keep my eyes on him who is faithful and go through this hard thing? I want to. Because God's glory can work. As he did in the days of Abraham and as he did in the days of Daniel, God can work in my life. And as I was saying, I feel God calling us to new places of hard things. I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear. But Lord willing, some of you will be stretched in the next year or two as maybe serving in ministry among us. Are you going to keep your eye on him? You've been faithful up to this point. Are you going to keep your eyes on him to be faithful through that? So what I'm trying to say is, you might feel like sometimes you can't go through the hard thing. It's bigger than you can handle. Jaron, did you feel that way with the court system? It was tough. But I just want to bless you. And your testimony last Sunday when I said, God be with you, or God strengthen you, said, yeah, I'm looking to him. I think he's going to do something pretty great. Or something like that. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it's not word to word. But you had faith. You kept your eyes on him. Brother, keep going. And so, you know, like I said earlier, I see you serving the body here faithfully. I mean, the chairs get put away every week, right? The school that I know of, as far as I know, never called up and said, hey, the chairs were left set up. Somebody's being faithful. I never came to Sunday morning and the chairs weren't set up. Somebody's being faithful. Someone's organizing. Someone is being faithful. Keep going. And I know because of you keeping your eye on him, you can be faithful in those temporal things. But brothers and sisters, is there an area in your life where, like it is in mine, it's not quite there yet? Go for it. Keep your eye on him. Walk walk through that hard thing with Him. And we can make it through. Because, not because of who we are, but because we're keeping our eyes on Him who is faithful. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5. And I'd like to read all the way from chapter 5, verse 20, all the way to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And I trust that you can personalize this message. You know, it's I don't know what. And maybe none of you are going through a hard time, and that's fine. You still need to keep your eye on the faithful one. But I do want to challenge you that you personalize this message. You know, what God is calling, you know, God is not calling you to be a Tyndale, right? I mean, is He? Is God calling you to leave the Catholic Church? But God is calling you to faithfulness. In your generation, in the day that you're living, and I don't know what that is. I'm sorry. But God wants faithful men in 2020. Will you be one of them? Will you be one that goes through a hard time and keeps your eyes on Him? And so... I'm just going to read these scriptures because it talks to fathers, it talks to husbands, it talks to servants, it talks to children, it talks to masters. And so this is I just want to read these scriptures to maybe it will jar your mind to the things where God is calling you to be faithful to Him in 2020. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Does that leave anyone excluded? Submitting yourselves one to another? That's everyone. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning church, concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you see, every one of you in particular, so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service, as to the Lord and not men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same he shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them. Forbear threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We'll leave off reading from there. So it's just my encouragement that we would all become, that we would all continue to grow in faithfulness. I'm blessed, and I want to just say I'm thankful to be a part of a brotherhood where men and women are faithful. But let's keep going. Let's keep our eyes on the one who is faithful. Let's keep our eyes on the one that when we put seed in the ground, there's going to be an increase. That's who he is. It's who he is. Do I have faith next year in 2020? Am I going to have faith in 2020 that if I put seed in the ground, there's going to be a reward for the putting the seed in the ground? To the place where I don't need to worry, to fret, to be concerned. By grace, I want to grow in those areas. By grace, through faith, I want to see us all continue to be faithful unto the end, lest there be any heart of unbelief. Isn't that where we get derailed? When we, you know, we get to that why, and we actually see the apple is better than what God said, right? Or the fruit, like Eve. She saw that it was better than what God said. No. We need to go through it. We need to go through the hard things. Abraham, when he went up to the mountain, it didn't make sense to him to take his son up to the mountain. The son that was the son of promise didn't make sense. But he followed after. And he was a man of faith. And God pours blessings on those that are faithful. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. So God preserveth the faithful. He will preserve. That means, sorry, I'm thinking out loud here. For the Lord preserveth the faithful. Does that mean if you will be faithful, he will keep you faithful? Preserve? I mean, when I think of preserve, you put something in the can and it stays good. He can do that because he is faithful. He can make you good. He can make you faithful. And that's the exciting thing. I see you being faithful. And if you continue as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Now I have confidence, not in you, but I have confidence in the one you're keeping your eye on, that you will be continuing to grow and become yet more faithful. That's the exciting thing. I see you keeping your eye on him, so keep going. Keep your eye on him, and it will be. You will be in that number. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Because of God's faithfulness, that is the only reason we can be faithful also. Did you get that? Because of God's faithfulness, you can be faithful also. If you try to be faithful in your own strength, the arm of flesh will fail you. So may God add his blessing. May we continue to grow yet more and more. Watch out for those temptations like children of Israel, when they were tempted to be dismayed by the battle or the giants in front of them, like my brother, like a brother shared even earlier today, you know, we think as Christians there ain't no hardships, but we live in a world where there's just hard things to walk through. But we have a God who walks beside us through the hard thing to bring us to the good side of that hardship. Like Job, like Daniel, you fill in the blank. And again, I challenge you to make it personal. You know, where does God want to increase your faithfulness? I know God's speaking to me in a certain area, and by God's grace, I want to grow in that. Because I'm not faithful in all areas. But by God's grace, I want to keep my eyes on Him, because just like the one that increased the corn, He's going to increase the areas there I need. So God strengthen you. God bless you. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your interaction. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason, for that practical message. That's a good follow-up to our song service, I felt like, which was calling. God was calling, and it's the thing of faithfulness. I think God has a call on a lot of people's lives. I think part of the reason why the call isn't fulfilled is because of faithfulness. God calls each one of us to something. All right, why don't we open it up for just a little bit? Something pressing in your heart that you feel like would edify the body, something to add to what Jason already said, or maybe a personal testimony of God's faithfulness to you in a certain area that would be inspiring for the rest of us. So does anybody have a testimony, something to add to it? Brother Jason, or even the opening. Maybe there's something yet. That's not the opening. That's or the children's lesson. Is there somebody has anything to mention there? Brother John.
For studying in the Word and being used of God. You know, I was thinking, so practical. Each one of us make decisions every day. You know, decisions that we make, make us, and make our future. And each day we make decisions. And just the encouragement, let's make the right decision. Let's make a decision based on our focus is on Him. Our focus is on Christ. Then we will always make the right decision. But you know, whether you're a teenager or whether you're a grandpa, each day we make decisions. Let's make the right decisions based on our focus is on Him.
That's right.
The things we do, the people we call, the places we go, the things we wear. Each day we make decisions. Sometimes we think they're little decisions, but each day we make decisions. May we truly make decisions for Him.
Yeah, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added unto you. It sounds so simple. But yet, we know there's trials depending where our heart is at. It's a good word. Anybody else have something to share? Brother Mike.
I just want to lift up the area of being faithful as fathers in teaching our children the Word of God. Those principles. Yeah, being faithful in, consistent input of the Word of God in their hearts. And, a good way to do that is through family devotions. And I just, that's an area where we as fathers, I think, are called to be faithful in. There's just so many good things that come out of that. I've seen God bless our home in that way, just directly rewarding us for being faithful there. And, yeah, I mean, do we have it every day? You know, not quite, but I just such a blessing to see the rewards of that, the extra time, you know, the getting out of bed a little earlier for that and so forth. So I just, I want to say it's just been a blessing to see how God rewarded that through the years. And I want to say thanks, too, to the faithful youth we have among us, youth who are seeking God faithfully in the Word themselves and drawing close to God in that way and through prayer. And just thank you to all the youth who are serving Him faithfully.
Amen.
And honoring your parents as well.
No, I just thought you had something, Gary. I don't know. That's good. Anybody else? Hey, man, I guess we could all share a lot about this, but the challenge is once we... I think it's good to ask God, and there's a new year in front of us here, what, in 31 days? Exactly 31 days. I think it's good to really think about this subject. And, you know, hey, there's a new beginning every morning, the Bible says, but it is good to have, see where we're lacking. And to set expectations, goals, measure them, and be accountable. Some people think that change happens by a lightning bolt, and that's the only way they'll change, unless it's perfect and it just has to fit. But I think God wants us to purpose in our heart. Amen. Good thing. Amen. Let's do that. All right. If nobody else, be careful on the way home. Okay. CJ has something to say. Do you want to come here? Do you want a mic for him? Or you can come up here.
First, I want to thank God for His blessing for leading me here. It was not I didn't know in life if I would be here today. Not only today, among you. But God, in His faithfulness, put me here. You didn't know if you would know someone like me. But God and His faithfulness bring us together. It's not only me. It is all of us. This is His plan. I want to thank God for giving me this opportunity to understand what you say. All the sermons, all messages, when you talk to me, God gives me a chance to understand. If I could not understand, I would have a hard life here to spend more than 2 months. I would need someone to translate for me. Then I can understand. But I can say, I understand even a single word you say. I thank God for that. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the good messages you give me. What you share with me. Songs. Messages, verses, your laughter. You give me even chairs to sit here. Thank you for all of that. Thank you. Thank you for these wonderful messages. You know, when I take too long, but let me tell you, when Brother Jason was talking, I was thinking, my great responsibility as father. I have children. I need to write in the life story. I will get back to my people, and I have a lot to share with them. Thank you for all your testimonies you give. That helps me a lot. Thank you for all of that. And you know, about faithfulness of God, I have too much to say. I just want to say God is very faithful. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for your help for the school. Thank you for everything, your prayers. When I saw the children give offering today, money for buying books, pigs, and send them to Haiti, I want to take responsibility to talk to my people and say how they get things from Ken. It's not easy. It's not something easy. It's easy for them to get them. But it's not easy for people who work very hard to give them to them. I want to explain that to them. I will try to tell them to thank God for that and to pray for you. May God bless you. It was a good time to be with you. I'm very blessed here, and I will keep praying for you. Thank you for giving me a chance to be a part of your Thanksgiving. It's very good. I enjoy it. And, you know, I was with Brother Pastor Earl Fox. He's a good man. I don't want to say too many things about him, but I just want to say thank you to God for bringing him in my life. That's a blessing. Okay? God bless you. God bless all of you.
Okay. Why don't we... Thank you, CJ. It's great. Why don't we pray? Why don't we pray blessings upon CJ and Mary, the school? God would just prosper his pathway, the plans as they align to his will, so much in the country of Haiti with all they've been through even recently. But nothing is impossible with God. God is a big God. God is faithful in little things. And never forget the little fires that God starts. God is a God of little things, it says in the Bible. Never underestimate a little thing. It can grow into a very big thing. Let's just really all focus on praying for CJ, for his wife, for his family, and for his ministry. Let's pray.